Welcome to episode 280 of the TDR Now podcast, the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia, including our lovely home parks, Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, and Shanghai Disneyland, and guess what? Lots of other places that are fun to visit in Japan and in Asia. You can find us at tdrexplorer.com, and basically, if you type in TDR Explorer in a website, you'll get lots of fun information, so check that out. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I am a guide at the tourism office, so if you're in town, look me up if you want to find out about the historic areas of Urayasu. And I like to go to Disneyland. And with me, as always, is the amazing Chris. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just enjoying the rainy sakura weather. So rainy.
Man, let me tell you though, Chris, it's good though because, okay, no, it's bad because I want to go outside. But it's good because it keeps us from going outside. Because have you been to the city lately? It's spring break and it's madness.
We're in peak spring break right now. It's the end of March, and the combination of tourism is swinging back.
It's bonkers. There's local tourists, there's teens, there's international tourists, there's people that just want to go out on the weekend, and it's a madhouse.
Yeah, because the kids are off of school this week, right? This is like the last week.
Yeah, depending on your school. Some kids have been off already for like an entire week. Some people are just getting off, so...
To put it in perspective, Tokyo Disney's tickets are sold out for the week.
Yeah, that hasn't happened in a while.
No. And Universal Studios Japan, it had a 2-hour wait to get into the park.
Yikes.
If you had a ticket or your annual pass holder, it was a 2-hour wait to get into the park yesterday, I saw.
I feel so bad because I have a lot of friends that are there this week.
Yeah, me too. I know some people that went. So I'm like, oof. Yeah, no thanks. I'm good.
Hopefully they got those express passes.
But you know what? Come next week, it's going to be quiet.
Yes.
It's going to be wonderful. That's basically what I've been doing. I've been meeting up with a lot of friends because there's friends visiting from overseas. It's great. Things are kind of chaotic right now. I won't lie. I think Japan needs to kind of figure out, like, get its footing back because like everything just kind of happened all at once, right? We kind of went from 0 to 60, I feel, with tourism.
I mean, spring is always kind of chaotic, but yeah, everybody's out and about. Because it's the first year, too, that like you can officially do Hanami. So then there's also like the explosion of that, like in the city, you know, in like Tokyo. Yeah, so
for locals.
Yeah.
For those of us living here, yeah, it's just 2023. I think it's just going to be chaotic for the whole year. I think that's what's going to happen. For myself, we'll talk about this in a future episode, but I'm going back to Awaji Island.
Oh, cool.
The island that's just off of Kobe.
Uh-huh.
And like the Kansai area. That's where the Hello Kitty resort is. I think there's like a Naruto little theme park. That's where the Godzilla zip line is. I'm going out to do that again. I'm very excited about that.
Cool.
And I'm also going to Hong Kong.
Oh, wow. Exciting.
In a few weeks' times. Yeah. Going to see the new Duffy event. Because, you know, apparently Tokyo Disney doesn't do anything with Duffy anymore, except for merch and food.
The greeting out again, I heard from a friend.
Yeah, Duffy and Shelley May.
I think so. I think that's what she said.
Why can't we have greetings for the other characters? You know, like Hong Kong has them, Shanghai has them. Why doesn't Tokyo Disney have them?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know where they would put them exactly.
I mean, they can just be walking around.
That or have them rotate, you know, where Duffy meets, just have them rotate. Because like, that's what Hong Kong Disneyland does. They just rotate the characters. So you don't really know who you're going to get. Although I don't know if that would work here because people are very particular, right? Hard to say. I don't know.
I mean, if it's random, it's random. There's nothing they can say about it.
Just like the entry request.
Oh my God, you made me curse.
We'll beep that out. We'll beep that part out.
Yes. You can't say entry request. You know it's going to happen.
It's triggering. I know. I understand. It is. But yeah, for Hong Kong, I'm looking forward to seeing the castle. I haven't seen the castle yet in person. I'm excited to see that. And I get to ride Mystic Manor. It's been a while since I've seen Mystic Manor. And this is a great segue. We're going to be talking about our version of Mystic Manor, the Haunted Mansion.
But how dare you disrespect the Haunted Mansion like this? This is very rude, Chris.
Yeah, that wasn't the greatest segue, but hey, I tried. We're going to talk about the Haunted Mansion AR overlay that is, well, by the time this episode comes out, it'll be over. It'll finish on March 31st. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have this AR event happening.
I don't know if there's any AR though.
Well, it's with your phone. It's with the app.
It's like a puzzle solving.
Yeah. So loosely AR. You got to do it. I didn't. So I want to hear all about it, about this experience, because unfortunately I'm not going to be able to do it. I was going to try and do it this week. Silly, I know, during the middle of spring break, but hey, whatever. Tickets are sold out. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it, unfortunately. So I have to live vicariously through you.
Yeah. We hadn't been to Disneyland in like a while. And so our main reason actually wasn't for this. This was just like bonus. We actually went because we were taking my adorable little nephew, a toddler, to Disney, and it was his debut at the parks. Oh,
do they do the sticker still?
They do. I could not find for the life of me, though, the first time riding the attraction sticker. I don't know what happened. They had the park debut sticker, but they didn't have the other one, and they seemed to be confused when I asked about it. So I don't know if that disappeared during COVID or what happened, because it was around when Beauty and the Beast opened.
I think we still have it.
That's what I'm saying, right? I'm like, they should still have it. So, and we asked at several attractions.
Maybe? Because I know lately there's been a lot of turnover, right? With casts, there's been a lot of new cast members. Maybe they just weren't aware. I don't know.
We asked at several attractions. We asked at the train, we asked at Beauty and the Beast, and I think we asked at another one, and they had no idea what I was talking about. They're like, debut sticker? And I'm like, no. I'm like, okay, never mind. So we did that. We did a bunch of baby stuff, which was kind of fun because I haven't been to the park with a baby in like more than a decade. Yeah, it was really fun. Super cute. We did the little silhouette cutout and all of that. So the Haunted Mansion event, I picked it up while we were doing the paper cutout, the silhouette cutout at the bookstore, but you can buy it, I think, almost at any store in the park that's selling merch. It's like a little paper and it has a QR code that you scan. And I don't know if you've ever done these puzzle solving events before, but like they have something similar at different parks, like at Joypolis and things like that. And what it is puzzles, and you type in the answer on your phone. So like in some places, what they'll do is they'll have like a puzzle on the wall and you have to like figure it out. They might give you a pencil and you have to do like different logic games. But for Disneyland, what it is they give you hints and you have to go to that area of the park and figure it out from the hint that they give you. So like they'll be like, go to the entrance of Royal Street. So you have to know the park fairly well to do it. So it's for people that are used to going to the parks a lot, I would say, more than a day tourist. And it also takes quite a bit of time. So if you're going to do it, like I'm pretty sure they'll do this again. This, I forgot what it's called, like Beyond the Story or something is what it's called.
Yeah.
For other attractions, probably, I would imagine. The story of this attraction is there's a book called The Ghost Registry, and it's a mysterious book kept in the Haunted Mansion's library that has all the stories of the ghosts haunting the mansion. And like the funny thing is that this kind of really does exist for cast members for all of the attractions and like the different things in the park that has like all the information on the details of the park that they have to like study when they're on break. I don't know if cast members do that anymore with the high turnover, but I always thought that was one of the coolest parts of the job. So there probably is like a section in the book like this that has all the stories, like the backstory of the Haunted Mansion and stuff. And it says this book is maintained, the ghost registry is maintained by the butlers and maids of the Haunted Mansion for many generations. But 8 pages fell out when the maid ZJ dropped it in shock. And now playful spooks have run off with the lost pages. And ZJ and her father Xavier have decided to recruit mortals to get the pages back. And that's why you're off solving puzzles. You're trying to find out where these pages are and you unlock different parts of the story as you do that.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. And if you go to the website, there's like a whole website about it and has like backstories on all the characters that they decide to focus on. And there's merch of those characters. And it's like very Ikebukuro style, like with the blind boxes and like the clear files that will change if you put a paper in it. It's like very funny. And the merch is really good. It's not just the merch for this particular event, but they also expanded a lot of their Haunted Mansion merch. So there's like teacups and like spooky mug cups with like the little I don't know, devil creature, the gargoyle on it. All kinds of really fun stuff for you to check out if you like Haunted Mansion. That will be there past this event. And the attraction itself is kind of cool because they actually have like physical overlay. So there's like different things added. You have to look for the different pages in the attraction. Like, oh, there's that one. It's connected to the Withering Man because you can see his little objects next to it. Or like the ballerina. And like they have like different props along with the pages, which is really, really fun. It is very subtle. So it's not like, you know, like the Nightmare Before Christmas where it's like a really wild overlay. It's like a very subtle overlay that you only know if you know to look for it.
Okay, okay. So what's the AR portion of it? Because I saw people were doing that. Is it maybe just a camera thing? Like, well, obviously it's a camera, but like a picture thing?
I didn't see that when I was there, so I don't know about that.
It would have been through the website, I guess. It wouldn't be through an app where you would take a picture and it would like superimpose, you know, the characters somewhere. Like if you took a picture somewhere in the Haunted Mansion, it would superimpose the characters somewhere. I saw a few pictures like that online.
Maybe it's like on the website.
Yeah, it's probably that's what it is. So yeah, I like this gaming aspect that they're doing, which can they bring annual passes back so we can do this easier?
There's only one part that you have to do in the parks. The rest you can do, like once you have the information, you can do it at home if you want.
Do you get anything for completing it?
I have to finish it because like we were in a hurry because we were with the baby. So we did the part that we needed to do in the park. We finished that. And I have to finish the parts that we can do at home. So I have two more parts to finish.
I probably know the answer already, but is it only in Japanese?
It's only in Japanese. But if you know simple Japanese and you're good at logic puzzles, you should be able to figure it out.
Okay. Because I know some of these puzzles, you can't really do them unless you're really proficient in Japanese because they're a lot of play on words.
Yes. Like the one at Joypolis is like that. The one at Joypolis was like, it's part logic, but you have to also know Japanese for some of the logic puzzles. And it's like,
and just like some of the ones at Universal as well, yeah. Like the Conan one and stuff. Those are a little tougher.
Yeah. I can imagine. Cause like Conan's like a detective thing too.
Yeah. Like that you need to know Japanese very well to even be able to do it. So like I would never do those ones. Well, mainly because I'm not really interested in Conan. And number two, I don't think my Japanese would be good enough to figure that out. Like, I'm not good at puzzles in general, even in English. So in Japanese, probably not.
I think there was one in part two that had, I want to say that it had katakana, but most of them were in Roman letters.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Even though the questions are in Japanese or like the clues are in Japanese.
Interesting. Okay. I love the artwork that I've seen.
I do too. I love it. Yeah. It's a really good design. Like it looks like fan art, you know, which is really great.
Because, you know, there's Twisted Wonderland, right? That style of like the anime.
Otome game style. Yeah.
This art style is not as extreme as that, but it's still like stuff we haven't seen before. Like it's not cutesy artwork. It's like, it's very like, it looks serious in a way. Which I like.
It looks like fan art. And they actually had, if you go to the website, they actually have other fan art on the website.
I love that. I really love that.
Also feels very Ikebukuro to me because Ikebukuro is for like hardcore fans. And these are people that are at home and they're creating, they're making this artwork and they're making stories like for the, what's it called? The komike, you know? And so it has very much that vibe.
So I feel like this whole thing is like, Disney's way of seeing if this is going to work to kind of probably compete with Universal, because Universal gets these big IPs, right? These big brands like Demon Slayer, Conan, Sailor Moon. And obviously Disney can't do that. You know, like they're not going to be able to get those kind of animes, right? So Disney kind of has to work within its own wheelhouse. So I feel like that's kind of what they're trying to do. To see how it works. And I'm not mad at it.
It's like the live action movies. They're repackaging the attractions.
And, you know, I'm all for it because I want the artwork. Start doing this for all the attractions. Like do Haunted Mansion one year and then maybe something in Western Land, like do something with the Country Bears or Big Thunder Mountain.
I would love Big Thunder Mountain. I think that would be really fun. And there's like a lot of like mysterious elements you could do.
Yeah, give these mystery things to solve. Something in Fantasyland, like something to do with It's a Small World or, you know, Toontown, Space Mountain. Like, if they do it right, this could be like a fun thing to do in the parks.
Yeah, I think it has to be something that is an original story. Space Mountain, for example. You could make characters going into space, like something like that.
Yeah.
Or like Big Thunder. Or like, I know Pirates has the movies, but it doesn't have to be the movie Pirates. It could just be like their own original like pirate characters, right? Yeah. And I think that's what's kind of cool about it. Because like for Haunted Mansion, it's like characters that are in the attraction, but they're kind of like repackaged and like they have their own stories. For example, like the maids and the butler, they give like the kind of like head butler and maid names and like a backstory. And I think that's really, really cool.
No, I agree. The criticism we've been giving them lately, this is something that I'm happy that they're doing. I am sad that I'm not able to do it, though. Kind of kicking myself. It's one of those things where I'm like, oh, I'll do it next time. I'll do it next time. I'll do it next. I kept putting it off, and now I can't do it.
I mean, I think they'll have another event like this in the future.
Yeah. I guess the thing I'm kind of missing the most is the merchandise, because they never released the merchandise in Bon Voyage. It was only in Tokyo Disneyland. So I haven't been able to buy any of it.
I mean, there's always Mercari. But I think a lot of the merchandise will stay in the parks, especially because not all of the merchandise that they added, like the new merch, wasn't tied to the attraction. Like the attraction was basically the ghost registry, the headbands, the two headbands, the blind box pins, and what else? I forgot what else it was. The clear files.
That's what I wanted, was the clear files.
I'm pretty sure, like, this is not the old Disney. I'm pretty sure they'll still have it around even after it's done, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true, because they still had, like, Halloween stuff.
Yeah, they don't pull merch anymore, so I'm pretty sure if you go, you'll still find it. The other thing that was really, really lovely to see in the parks was the Mini Besties event, and it was really fun to see. So when we went, we had a different course, so it didn't affect our day. But there was a ton of teens in the park celebrating being done with their tests, celebrating the school year ending, and they were having a blast. It was fun seeing people wearing their matching outfits, taking pictures in like Toontown, and teens were running around and they were having a really, really fun time. And the energy they gave off was just really, really great.
That's awesome.
Oh, and speaking of matching outfits, okay, we haven't talked about this, right?
No.
Okay. Ixbiari, the new uniform rental shop.
I saw the discourse on Twitter.
Oh, you saw it? I didn't see the discourse, but I'm like, oh, this is very interesting. But you could see people in the park wearing the fake school uniforms. And I'm like, oh, I know where you got that. So if you go to Ixbiari, if you've ever wanted to wear a school uniform, now you can. You can rent it and you can wear a uniform to the parks.
That's so silly.
It was kind of interesting because what I'm guessing happens is, besides the obvious of girls that are not in high school anymore that want to wear a high school outfit, there's teenagers that maybe don't want to wear their uniform because they don't want their school to be on display. And so maybe they might do that as well, just so they can have matching outfits, or maybe they go to different schools. I just thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting to talk to a teenager about that. Like, why are you doing this? I guess I can understand if, let's say, you come from a very prestigious school or something, you don't really want to have that on display for whatever reason, maybe. That I can understand. Or what you mentioned, maybe you have friends from different schools, but you all want to match. Mm-hmm. Obviously, your school uniforms are going to be different, right? So you want something that looks uniform, lack of a better term. Uniform culture, is that what I would call it? Is always interesting to me because growing up in Canada, I didn't go to a private school or anything. So, I just wore whatever, right? There was no uniform. It was always just interesting to me how this all works. Like, even when I was, because I did a semester of high school here in Japan, and I had to wear a uniform.
Yeah.
Which, I didn't mind it. It was like, I didn't have to think about what to wear. It's just like, I wear my uniform. Mm-hmm. Very, it's just interesting. It's an interesting thing. So you're telling me you didn't rent an outfit.
I did not rent an outfit. I told my sister-in-law, us old ladies should rent some school uniforms. Actually, I told her my dream is for someone super elderly, like 80-year-olds, like 80-year-olds renting school uniforms. And I think that would be so freaking adorable. Like renting uniforms and going into the parks and taking cute pictures with their mini ears. Because, you know, we do have an aging society. And I think that would be so, so adorable to see.
Oh, that would be.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be so cute?
It really would be.
Will you rent a school uniform?
No.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not by myself.
You'd have to get a friend because that's how you do it.
Otherwise, it would be weird, I think, if I showed up in an outfit like that. You know, it might be a little strange. Going back to the Haunted Mansion stuff, is there anything else we didn't cover?
So I thought one thing that was kind of interesting was that TDR never leaves an excuse to make money with food. And there was no food. There was no special menus, which I thought was kind of really interesting. And I was wondering why.
I guess like where would they put it?
You could do like a set, like just something that you buy like separately. So like, so for example, one of the big visual cues in the attraction and in the story is the teacup. So like you could sell like a teacup, putting in a teacup or something like at the different stores. Like it doesn't have to be like in a store. You know what I mean?
Or they could have done like a, you know how they'll have different limited menus at the East Side Cafe?
Yeah.
Like just have like a Haunted Mansion. Just have
like a plate with something on it. Yeah,
Haunted Mansion plate of some sort, right?
Though I guess Minnie Mouse is more like iconic. So of course they want to stick with that very visual element for like the event, for the Minnie Mouse event.
And I wonder if there's like, if I'm thinking like in terms of business or branding, they can't really have Minnie Mouse and Haunted Mansion together. Like, you know what I mean? From a branding perspective, like having a Minnie Mouse plate on the menu plus a Haunted Mansion one. Maybe there's rules. They can't do that. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so, though.
It would look weird, though, if they did do that. Like if it was mixed, like, oh, there's a Minnie Mouse thing and a Haunted Mansion thing. That's a little strange.
When you go like during holidays, they have different things next to each other all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think because like Haunted Mansion and Minnie Mouse are two very different things and aren't really similar at all. They're very segregated from each other, I guess.
And then you could have it in a separate shop then.
Yeah. Like something like, I don't know, Grandma Sarah's? No.
Or like in a food cart or something, like something that you could buy at a food cart.
Yeah, because like Haunted Mansion it's just kind of there. Like it has nothing to really tie it into anything. Like it's technically in Fantasyland, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really fit there per se. The reason why they put it there is because we don't have New Orleans Square. Or no, we do have it. It just doesn't resonate here like that. I'm misquoting that. There is a reason. I can't remember it right now. I didn't write this down and I don't want to get it wrong. There's a reason why the Haunted Mansion is in Fantasyland and not in another place. Anyway, it sounded like you had fun with the little mini event there.
Yeah, it was good. We had like a pretty easygoing day. Like we played in Toontown, like in the playground area. We took a lot of pictures. Oh, you know what we did? We bought the passes for Beauty and the Beast because my sister-in-law hadn't been on it. So we did that as a family. Oh,
how was that? How was the process?
It was very easy. We did not go in at opening because we wanted to have like a really easygoing day. So we went in like maybe an hour or so after the official open time. So maybe I guess 2 hours after opening, like when people actually went in. And it was still there, but it was not full swing spring break yet. We went on a Friday and some kids were still in school. Like my son was still in school. But we were able to buy it, no problem. Like, I think the first, like the early morning times were sold out, but like there was plenty of time slots. The baby was able to ride. If you have small children and if you're wondering what the rules are, if they can sit up by themselves, then they can ride the attraction for Beauty and the Beast.
Well, good to know.
Yeah. The look of like, what is happening on the baby's face was very, very funny.
That's cute. That's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It sounds like you had a really good day.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And then when we were leaving, and tip for people who have to get on the train to go home, Maihama is a freaking disaster at like 9 o'clock, or even like I would say a little bit before that. It's a nightmare. Go to Starbucks, wait until 10 o'clock and then get on the train and there's no line. But it's a freaking nightmare before that.
There's a new Starbucks now. We didn't mention that. Did we mention
that? That's right. Yeah. It just opened.
Third Starbucks. Yeah. This one's right at Maihama. It's technically in Maihama Station, but not in the gates.
Mm-hmm.
It's outside the gates. Opens at 7 and closes at, I think, 10. I want to say 10. 10 would sound
right. Hang out there or the one downstairs until 10 o'clock and you will have zero problems.
Well, since I live in the area, like I've come back around 9 o'clock and it's just like a madhouse.
Yeah.
Just like it's backed up and there's like train staff like trying to organize the lines because people, which is very, you know, to me, I think like if you live here, don't you just have an IC card? But there was like this massive line that extended all the way down to past Bon Voyage.
Yeah.
People waiting to buy tickets, like train tickets. And I thought, there's that many people that don't have IC cards. That's very interesting.
Or they needed to charge their IC card.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that if you're getting on the train too, it might be a good idea to make sure it's charged. And if you're wondering if the other side of the station is any better, it's not. They're both madhouses. Not worth the stress, to be honest.
Pro tip, if you need to charge your IC card and it's completely backed up, you can charge IC cards now at the 7-Eleven ATMs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The one in Xperia that's on the first level or like downstairs. Because, you know, Xperia is weird. Like when you come out of My Home Station, you're technically on the second floor. On the first floor of Xperia, kind of the same floor where McDonald's is, there's a 7-Eleven ATM by the washroom, and that you can charge your IC card with cash.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good tip.
If you need to do that, and it's only cash, like only bills, it doesn't take coins, and it doesn't take credit cards. It's only cold hard cash for that. But if you need to do that, there's also that option. Or just make sure you have it charged ahead of time.
Like,
throw some money on that. I usually throw on 5,000 yen every time on my card. And that's usually more than enough.
Yeah. But yeah, that's right. That line, I was like, oh man, I would not want to be on like to get in that line and then get in the other line. What a nightmare.
Thankfully, though, the station, I think it's been like this for like a year now where they extended the platforms.
Yeah.
So like getting on the platform, getting on the platform is not nightmare inducing as much anymore. Because before, for those of you that have visited before, the trains used to stop right across from each other, like going either direction. So that would make it super crowded to the point where like the station was full on the stairs, escalators, everything. You could not move. But now that it's extended, the trains kind of, they stop on opposite ends now. The train platform's opposite and like long enough. So it kind of alleviates that. So it's not as congested. It's still busy, but it's nowhere near like as bad as it used to be on the platform, that is.
Another thing to watch out for is this is so annoying when there's people waiting for there's two lines, right? Or there's supposed to be two lines.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
It drives me crazy. Oh, sorry.
Beep.
Bleep that out. There's a line for the Musashino line, the orange line. And then there's like the Keio line, the red line. And sometimes, and these are Japanese people, are lined up in the wrong line. And the train gets there and they are not moving. And you have to be quick because if you notice it too late, you can miss the train because these people are just like blocking the entrance to the train, right? And it's so, so annoying. And if you're a tourist, please pay attention to the colors of the train lines as well so that you are not bothering other people. So for locals and tourists, pay better attention. So that things can run smoothly.
That would be more for if you're going like away from Tokyo, right? Like towards Shin Ureyasu. That's kind of where it matters more.
True. Yeah. Like if you have a hotel there or something.
Because the other platform, the one that like if you're going back towards Tokyo, it doesn't matter what train you get on.
Both trains go to Tokyo. Yeah.
But going the opposite way, like if you're going towards Funabashi or something, it does matter which train you get on because they split after Shin Ureyasu, right? They go on different tracks. I've made the mistake before of not paying attention and I've gone on the Musashino by mistake and I wanted to go somewhere else on the Keio line. And then I'm on the train. I'm like, oh yeah, Shin Ureyasu. That's cool. Forgot that I got on the wrong train. And then it starts going and it's like, tell me the next stop is Nishi Funabashi. And I'm like,
The haunted station. I hate that station so much.
Cause then you're going like north. And then it's kind of a pain to come back. And I'm like, oh, no.
It's the worst. It's the worst station. And there's cults there. They've tried to recruit me for a cult. Oh, yeah. I cannot deal with that train station. It's the worst.
Yeah, there was an episode where you did talk about that. I remember. The trials and tribulations of the train. Oh, speaking of the train lines, there's a new train station too on the KO line.
There is. Yes.
I don't know the name of it. It's really long, but it's after Minami Funabashi, where Lala Port is and IKEA is, I think. Yeah. After
it
or
goes
before.
Like to where like the Costco is, the Aeon Mall.
Yeah. Because before to get to Costco, if you're taking the train station was really far from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'd have to take a bus.
You'd have to take a bus from like Makuhari. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now there's a train station that's right there, so you can walk to Costco. Pro tip for you, if you're visiting, for whatever reason you want to go to Costco, yeah, there's one that's more easily accessible now. Your Costco membership works around the world. So, hey, if you want to go to Costco, there's one out near Tokyo Disney, near-ish. It's the closest one to Tokyo Disney. All the other ones are like kind of far out, right? Because Costco needs to be on the outskirts. It can't be in the city. It's pretty big. Anyway, I don't know how we got into that topic. We went from Haunted Mansion to Costco. Wonderful.
We were talking about the haunted station of Nishifunabashi. That's why.
So before we go, we want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon at patreon.com/TDRnow. Big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, and Beth.
And thank you, Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie H, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, and Paige.
And make sure you rate, review us wherever you're listening to us. On and yeah, send us questions on Spotify because you can do that. We mentioned the last episode, we're going to mention again on Spotify, you can send questions to us. So send us some questions and maybe we'll start doing them on the show. Much easier to kind of keep track of. You can find us on our website, tdrexplorer.com, all over social media, same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, chief content editor for TDR Explorer, and I am the one that is not paying attention to what trains I'm getting on and going in a complete different direction and wasting an afternoon. And as always, the wonderful Patricia.
You guys, thanks for listening. I am the one who wants a real life ghost registry. I want like an actual like book of ghost stories of the Haunted Mansion. It's my dream. Someone, if you're listening, make it. Even if it's a fan project, make it and let us know. Until then, keep exploring, you guys, and thanks for listening.
All right, see you in the next one.